Okay, we're going forward. We're on Lamed Vav, Amad Aleph. Well, it says Tanan, but there's quite a lot of Tanans. But it's just after halfway down. It says Tanan Noistin Kli Tachas Adelef B'Shabbos. Right, we're quoting our Mishnah. You can place a vessel under the drip on Shabbos. So right, so this is a totally different thing. You catch it. Basically, you're catching the drip. Okay, so. It seems, well, you see from the answer that the assumption over here is that it's muksa, right? So that it's some kind of like maybe it's a sewage drip, you know what I mean? Something there. So answer the Gemara, no. But delefa roi, yeah, it's delef that you can give to your animal. You can give it to drink. You wouldn't drink it, true. Yeah, but since you give it to an animal, it's not muksa, so you can't bring a proof from there. Toshma, okay, because we're trying to prove now over here that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you can only move something if it's for the sake of a non-mukta item, right? And we'll look, argues. Toshma, porcin machzelis, you can spread over, machzelis is like a mat, al gabe levenim, upon bricks. But Shabbos, on Shabbos, right, it's supposed to protect them, right? So bricks, we know, are mukta, right? If they're stacked up neatly. Yeah. Oh, so that's what the answer. We can answer this ourselves. Yeah. So answer the Gemara. The iosor mibinyon. No. These are the leftover bricks that are left over mibinyon from the construction. The kablan left them hanging around. Yeah. The chazdin lemizga alaihu. They're fitting lemizga right to light or to lean upon them. Okay. So they're not muksa. Ah. Tashma. We're going to try again. Right. Porcin. You can spread over. A machzelis a mat al gabe avonim. Ooh, you can put it on stones on Shabbos, right? So stones are obviously muksa. So if you're spreading this mat over the stones, you see over here, you can even carry something for the sake of muksa. No, answer the Gemara. No, it's but avonim markuzalois. Right, these are talking about these special stones or markuzalois. Basically, Rashi explains that these are the stones that used after going to the bathroom. And they used it for wiping. They're apparently a little spiky, and apparently that was effective, and that's what they used to use. And those are not muksa. Okay, the chazin. Oh, it says right, the chazin, the basic kisei. They're the fitting for a basic kisei, so they're not muksa. Okay, toshma. Okay, this is the last one, but it's right. Porcin machzeles al gabi kiveres. You can spread out a mat over your Kiveris Devorim, beehive. Oh, see, right? So, Shabbos, so beehives, muksa, right? Because bees are muksa, right? We don't move those around, right? Bechama, Mimneachama, you can, if it's in the sunny season, it's right? Begishomim, Mimneachomim, or right, are you protecting it from the sun, your beehive, or from the rain? But you have to have a kavana that you're not trying to catch the bees, because you're not allowed to trap on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay? End of Brisa. Now, so we see over here that you can spread the mat over for the sake of the bees. So you see over here you can move something for the sake of muksa. So answer the Gemara, no. Hosom nami de'ika devash. Wait a sec, no, there's devash in there. A beehive has honey. So the honey is not muksa. So therefore, that would be fine. Oh, Amale Rav Ukva, Mishon L'Rav Ashi. So Rav Ukva from the place of Mishon says to Rav Ashi, Hatinach, it's like Bishlama. It rests well, I mean, it makes sense, B'Yimoisachoma, in the sunny season, D'Ikadavash, right? Because the bees produce honey in the sunny season, yeah? Oh, but when you protect it from the rain, B'Yimoisachoshomim, right, but in the rainy season, Michael and Mema, what are you going to say? There's no honey in your beehive. Go to a beehive in the winter. You're not getting anything. No, they're not producing. So what are you going to say? So answer the Gemara. Look, lo nitzricha. It's not needed. Ela lo oisin shteich halois to those two loaves. Yeah, there's two loaves, right, that they leave in the beehive in order for the bees can eat over the winter season. So these are the chalos means like chalos of honey, I suppose, like, you know, bee combs or whatever. I don't know, whatever. So basically, there's these two basically sources of honey that are left in the beehive. So those are not muksa because it's honey. But it says, wait a second. Ois and shtei chalois. Those two chalois, those honey loaves, are muksas. Hey, they are muksas. They're set aside for the bees. Those are not for human consumption. That's the whole point. You want the bees to survive the rough winter. So you leave them with some of the honey. Yeah? So those that they're you're not going to take from them. So that's the Gemara. Hakabai Maya Skinon. Here we're talking about a case, Shekhishiv Alehem. He specifically had intent. True. If you didn't have intent and they were supposed to be for the bees, then it's going to be muksa. But over here he said, you know what? I'm going to, you know, have intent on those. I mean, I'm going to take a little bit. You know, we'll share it over the rough winter. You know, I'll give the bees 80% and I'll take 20%. Or maybe it's I don't know if it's a trick. I don't know if you could really say I'm gonna have das on this, but not really. I don't think that's a bit of a joke, really. I think it must be that it means. But he's kosher b'leidim, and we're talking about a case there where he occasionally takes one for his tea, you know, his peppermint tea with honey. So it's not a large amount. He does that. Ah, now says the Gemara though, according to this answer, aval lo kosher b'leidim. If you didn't have intent, right? My, it's gonna be also. Okay, which seems quite true. Adatani, whilst that it taught, now it's 40, well, this is what we did teach. In the continuation of the Brisa, it said, right, this is a quote. Right, you can do this on condition that you don't have intent to trap. So, liflug, make a distinction, velisni bedida, right, within it itself. Meaning, this is why this comes up, the lifting the listening, but it means whenever you've got, when you want to say something's mutter, and then when you say it's osa, right? So we'd rather, instead of bringing like a new subject material in, we'd rather keep with the current subject material. So why do you bring this trapping issue in? Just leave it with muksa, and like say this, yeah? And you should have said this. B'med roi mamurim, when is it permissible? Yeah. Shush, chishev aleihem, when he had intent to take from those loaves, then it's not a problem of muksa. But if he didn't have intent to take from them, it's going to be osa, right? If it's true what you're saying, the brisa should have made such a sort of would have in the normal format would be in such a way. So no, hakikama, this is what he's saying, so, right? So this is really how you read the brisa, yeah? Afo p shechishiv aleihem, even though that he had intent on them, I don't know why that answers it though, right? But I mean, I see that as an answer, saying even though that he did have das upon them, I suppose it's just like this agav, a milta agav orcha. But we're saying that. I'm not sure. Something that's not clicking for me right now. I know instructionally that should be. Yeah, basically. So this is what it's saying, that it's okay. Okay, fine. Okay, now. So that's the answer. So, but now we're asking the other kasha. But Mayu came to. What have you established it as now? Now, Rebbe Yehuda, like Rebbe Yehuda. So now let's look at this Rashi. Yeah. Now for this kasha. Yeah. Okay. One, two, three, four, five lines up. Okay. But Mayu came to Rebbe Yehuda. Right. Koloima. Right, midahabilach leturutzi, because it was able for you to answer Aresha on the beginning of this brisa. Hamani, Rabbi Shimon. You could say this is Rabbi Shimon. I mean, well, the easy answer, because it's a no-brainer over here. Why didn't you say, oh, you could move it for the sake of the bees? Well, so you could have just said, oh no, it's Rabbi Shimon who doesn't hold with muksa. Right? Why? From the fact that you didn't answer that, delays le muksa. Yeah, and you went after a shnui dechiki on dochuk kind of answers. No, we're talking about that you have these two loaves of honey, yeah, and right, and you had intent upon them, yeah. So, Rebbe Yehuda bois l'ukma, right? So you're really trying to say this is like Rebbe Yehuda. Why? Mishum de Rebbe Yitzchok, the most vinalei. Because we're asking, I'm in the middle of Shia Khan, because we're asking on Rabbi Yitzchok, Right, is le muksak Rabbi Yehuda, because we know that Rabbi Yitzchok holds that is muksak like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So basically we're saying, according to you, Rabbi Yitzchok, which we're trying to slug up now, we know that you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why it's not a good answer to go to the Rabbi Shimon camp. I don't know why though still actually, but fine, that's how Rashi explained it, right? So as soon as you're going on in the trouble to say, right, Rabbi Shimon, so let's go back to the Gemara. How did you establish it? Like Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Islay Muksa, who has Muksa, yeah? Ema Sefer. Now, I'm going to say the latter bit, Ubilvad Shildo Yishavin Latsud, right? As long as you don't have intent to trap, right? Asan the Rabbi Shimon. That sounds very much like Rabbi Shimon, because there's another famous machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, besides Muksa, is Dover She'enom Ischavein, right? De Omer Dover She'en Mischavein Mutter. That Rabbi Shimon say, right, when he says, as long as you don't have intent, right? It's mashmas basically you're not intending for it. That's why it's Mutter. But if you would have intent, it would be also. So now, the way that you're answering this whole Mishnah is going with this prize is according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it doesn't make sense because at the end of the day, yeah, it sounds like it's Rabbi Shimon. So then the Gemara asked the Tisbara, no, is that logical? Is Rabbi Shimon? Yeah. You want to tell me, is Rabbi Shimon? Abaye and Rava, Amri Tavahu, Abaye and Rava, they both say, Moidi Rabbi Shimon, Vipsik Resha, that Rabbi Shimon agrees in the case of Psik Resha, Velo Yomos, right? It's a famous thing. If you, Psik means to cut off, Resha, its head, Velo Yomos, and it's not going to die, right? In such a case, you can't say, I didn't mean to kill it when I chopped off its head, right? So Rabbi Shimon says that's also. So this over, okay. So we say Leolam Kula. So basically we're saying it's a bit problematic also if you say it's like Rabbi Shimon as well, really, if you think about it. So we say Leolam Kula Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you what it means, yeah? Really it's all Rabbi Yehuda here. Vahakha Bamayaskinon, and here what we're dealing with, yeah, is the East Bay Covey. It's got Covey. Covey means there's windows in this beehive. Yeah? And Velo Tema the Rebbe Yehuda, don't say like we did say, this is like quoting the lashon of the prices we had it, don't say it'll be vad built on condition shelo yischavin latsud, you don't have intent to trap, don't say that, rather we're changing it, we're amending the brisa. Ella Amos, rather say this, ublvad shelo yasena mutsuda, what does that mean? As long, right, so basically saying you can put this mat over the beehive in the summer because of the sun, in the winter because of the rain, right? On condition of uvad shelo yaasena, you shouldn't make it when by putting this mat over it a matsuda, a trap, i.e. means because we just said it's got holes in it, there's little windows in it, you don't close the holes. It basically means leave the windows open, yeah? When you put the mat over it, don't make it trap-like in the sense that you're closing the windows. Leave some windows open so the bees can get out. So then you can say it's Rabbi Yehuda. It's basically saying don't trap them totally. Don't trap them. Okay. But then the Gemara says, Pshita. That's Poshet. What do you mean? You know, anyone can work that out. You're not allowed to trap. So why would you? So Ma'udat Tema. No, so there is a Chiddush over here. Ma'udat Tema. But right, there's a Chiddush over here. You may think you could trap them. Why would you think you could trap bees like this? Because it says b'mino, right, mauditimah, b'mino nitzon, means, b'mino means in its type, it's nitzon, it's trapped. This is something that we have a problem with poachers, yeah? Poachers are always trapping things, but they're trapping certain things, right? Mink coats, right? Things for like that, you know, because there's certain things that are decent for trapping, yeah? And then only that will be osa. An animal that is normally trapped, so you trap it, it's osa, yeah? Shaloba b'mino nitzon. But something that people don't trap, even though lots of strange people are now who trap cockroaches and stuff and put YouTube videos about it and entertain lots of people, but most people don't catch cockroaches for them to put in the pockets or anything like that. Most people don't catch cockroaches, so you may think there's no issa of trapping on cockroaches, and bees are of the like. I mean, true, you want the honey, but you don't need to trap them, you just encourage them to keep, to have the hive there, right? So you would say, you may think there's no issa of trapping, right? is mutter. Kamashmalan is not. There's still an issur d'rabbanan. I'm sorry, people. You cannot trap cockroaches on Yom Tov, Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay? Kamashmalan. No. That's it. Fine. So now, Rav Ashi, we'll just do Rav Ashi now because it's a very straightforward thing. Now, the whole kasha was, we were saying you're covering this beehive, right, in the winter with a mat, and we're saying like this, we're saying, wait a second, it's muksa though. So, Rav Ashi says, let's take a step back. Rav Ashi Amar, he says, Mi katani bi yamosuch Amar. If you read the Brisa carefully, did it actually say we're talking about the summer and the winter? It didn't say that. Now, this is a quote of the Brisa. It says, in the sun, yeah, when it's sunny, you could put a mat over because of the sun. When it's raining, you can cover up because of the rain. Right? It just means you can cover because of the sun and the rain. When is that talking about? Katani means b'yomi nisan and b'yomi tishu. We're talking about days where there's both sun and rain, right? Where it can be potentially sunny or rainy. That's talking about nisan and b'yomi tishrei, basically the change, right? Spring and winter and autumn time. De'ika chama, there is sun, ve'ika geshomim, and there is rain, ve'ika davash, and there's davash also. What are you talking about? For sure there's davash in this beehive. We're talking about Nisan and Tishrei, where there is honey, and therefore it's not a kasher.